Tarea 2.
Americans are reassessing the way they work. According to an August 2021 poll, more than half of workers surveyed said they plan to look for a new job in the coming year. 56% of respondents said adjustable working hours and remote work were a priority. And while some people have left the workforce entirely, job security and better pay are also top concerns for employees. Dubbed the Great Resignation, the exodus of workers has left millions of jobs unfilled and created hiring challenges for companies. So what does the realignment of the workforce mean for employees and businesses? And what steps should you take before quitting your job? U.S. workers are leaving their jobs in droves. In August 2021, almost 4.3 million Americans handed in their resignation, including 971,000 people working in the leisure and hospitality industry, which includes hotels and restaurants. Another 1.3 million workers were laid off or discharged by their employer. Jessica Thomas is one of those workers. She spent 9 years in the restaurant business in northern New Jersey before COVID hit. With cases surging and customers avoiding dining out, the bar where she worked temporarily shut its doors in the spring of 2020, leaving her without a job and a paycheck.
But also in that industry, you know, if you're not working, you're not making money. So there are no sick days, there's no vacation time, there's no health insurance.
A lot of people took the time that, you know, when you had the time off and you were sitting home collecting unemployment, they took the time to find other careers.
I didn't hear anything from the owner until I think it was a day before when he was gonna, okay, we're reopening. There was no communication, nothing. So for me, that kind of just made me want to get out of that industry.
On the advice of her brother-in-law, Jessica applied for a job at the Port of Newark, New Jersey, home to the East Coast's busiest port.
When I went in, the gentleman at the door said, you know, you're at the wrong building. And I said, no, I'm at the right place. He goes, no, the nurses for the COVID testing is the other building. I said, no, I'm here to apply to be a longshore woman.
In Jessica's new job as a longshore woman, she helps load and unload cargo ships that bring in electronic, apparel, and consumer goods from around the world.
Monday, I drove 1,700 Toyotas off of a ship. We got there at 7 a.m. We got done at 5, and you drive the car off, get back in the van, go back up, drive the car off until the ship's done. Nobody leaves until the ship's complete.
Her new job also gave her a salary boost, double the pay of her previous job at the restaurant, with benefits ranging from paid vacation to health insurance. And according to a May 2021 survey, Jessica is not alone. Almost half of workers polled said they are rethinking the type of job they want in the future. More than half said they would retrain for a new career if they had the opportunity. According to an August 2021 study, almost a third of workers at large U.S. companies said they are likely to change jobs in the coming year. Younger workers are even more likely to uproot their careers. Half of Gen Z workers, particularly those struggling with productivity and time pressure issues at work, plan to switch jobs in the coming year. According to one financial planner, there are three solutions to remedy a non-ideal work situation. For starters, small changes can make a big difference. The easiest and least disruptive way forward for you and your company is to tweak the job you already have.
So I would encourage employees to go have what I would call a job crafting conversation with their manager and say, I love this 60%, this 40%, not so much. What can we do? And that could be everything from maybe you just cut back to 3 days a week and your job becomes a smaller job.
Volunteering or a side hustle could be another way to cultivate experience and explore new industries. Another benefit, after a couple months, you can stop, continue, or test out something else. And finally, if you're in a job that is mentally or physically trying, has a poor work-life balance, or limited growth opportunities, that may be a signal it's time to look for a new job. The U.S. has seen a record number of people quit their jobs, but what's led to the boom in resignations? Several factors, according to Anthony Klotz, Associate Professor of Management at Texas A&M University. For starters, the pandemic forced Americans to take a hard look at their lives and reevaluate their careers. Working from home was another factor. According to Klotz, a number of people who worked remotely at the start of the pandemic have been unwilling to give up their autonomy.
I think what we're finding is a number of employees who worked remotely felt like they could be more of themselves than they could in the office. And maybe in some cases they felt like there was less harassment, less microaggressions, wear the clothes that they want, their hair the way they want.
Burnout and mental health are another component. According to one survey, longer work weeks have become even more embedded in business culture, and the boundary between work and personal life has shrunk. More than 40% of workers at large U.S. companies said they had difficulty setting work and personal life boundaries, and almost 45% said they felt pressure to be reachable at all times. Businesses across the U.S. are struggling to find workers. To entice workers back, employers have come up with incentives ranging from college tuition to signing bonuses. In August 2021, Target announced a program to pay 100% of its workers' college tuition. The big box retailer said, in addition to tuition, it would cover textbooks and fees for employees pursuing 250 college programs at more than 40 institutions. Chipotle, Starbucks, and Walmart offer similar debt-free education programs. Other companies have boosted pay. McDonald's announced in May it was raising hourly wages at company-owned restaurants. Walmart, Under Armour, and Walgreens have announced similar pay hikes.
I think the one silver lining out of this is that the pandemic has gotten people to review or question things that they've done in the past. And maybe if you have been on autopilot, it's given you that kick to say, you know, this job, I've been on autopilot. This doesn't really align with my interests or my long-term goals, and I'm going to make a change.
Americans are reassessing the way they work. According to an August 2021 poll, more than half of workers surveyed said they plan to look for a new job in the coming year. 56% of respondents said adjustable working hours and remote work were a priority. And while some people have left the workforce entirely, job security and better pay are also top concerns for employees. Dubbed the Great Resignation, the exodus of workers has left millions of jobs unfilled and created hiring challenges for companies. So what does the realignment of the workforce mean for employees and businesses? And what steps should you take before quitting your job? U.S. workers are leaving their jobs in droves. In August 2021, almost 4.3 million Americans handed in their resignation, including 971,000 people working in the leisure and hospitality industry, which includes hotels and restaurants. Another 1.3 million workers were laid off or discharged by their employer. Jessica Thomas is one of those workers. She spent 9 years in the restaurant business in northern New Jersey before COVID hit. With cases surging and customers avoiding dining out, the bar where she worked temporarily shut its doors in the spring of 2020, leaving her without a job and a paycheck.
But also in that industry, you know, if you're not working, you're not making money. So there are no sick days, there's no vacation time, there's no health insurance.
A lot of people took the time that, you know, when you had the time off and you were sitting home collecting unemployment, they took the time to find other careers.
I didn't hear anything from the owner until I think it was a day before when he was gonna, okay, we're reopening. There was no communication, nothing. So for me, that kind of just made me want to get out of that industry.
On the advice of her brother-in-law, Jessica applied for a job at the Port of Newark, New Jersey, home to the East Coast's busiest port.
When I went in, the gentleman at the door said, you know, you're at the wrong building. And I said, no, I'm at the right place. He goes, no, the nurses for the COVID testing is the other building. I said, no, I'm here to apply to be a longshorewoman.
In Jessica's new job as a longshorewoman, she helps load and unload cargo ships that bring in electronic, apparel, and consumer goods from around the world.
Monday, I drove 1,700 Toyotas off of a ship. We got there at 7 a.m. We got done at 5, and you drive the car off, get back in the van, go back up, drive the car off until the ship's done. Nobody leaves until the ship's complete.
Her new job also gave her a salary boost, double the pay of her previous job at the restaurant, with benefits ranging from paid vacation to health insurance. And according to a May 2021 survey, Jessica is not alone. Almost half of workers polled said they are rethinking the type of job they want in the future. More than half said they would retrain for a new career if they had the opportunity. According to an August 2021 study, almost a third of workers at large U.S. companies said they are likely to change jobs in the coming year. Younger workers are even more likely to uproot their careers. Half of Gen Z workers, particularly those struggling with productivity and time pressure issues at work, plan to switch jobs in the coming year. According to one financial planner, there are three solutions to remedy a non-ideal work situation. For starters, small changes can make a big difference. The easiest and least disruptive way forward for you and your company is to tweak the job you already have.
So I would encourage employees to go have what I would call a job crafting conversation with their manager and say, I love the 60%, this 40%, not so much. What can we do? And that could be everything from maybe you just cut back to 3 days a week and your job becomes a smaller job.
Volunteering or a side hustle could be another way to cultivate experience and explore new industries. Another benefit, after a couple months, you can stop, continue, or test out something else. And finally, if you're in a job that is mentally or physically trying, has a poor work-life balance, or limited growth opportunities, that may be a signal it's time to look for a new job. The U.S. has seen a record number of people quit their jobs, but what's led to the boom in resignations? Several factors, according to Anthony Klotz, Associate Professor of Management at Texas A&M University. For starters, the pandemic forced Americans to take a hard look at their lives and reevaluate their careers. Working from home was another factor. According to Klotz, a number of people who worked remotely at the start of the pandemic have been unwilling to give up their autonomy.
I think what we're finding is a number of employees who worked remotely felt like they could be more of themselves than they could in the office. And maybe in some cases they felt like there was less harassment, less microaggressions, wear the clothes that they want, their hair the way they want.
Burnout and mental health are another component. According to one survey, longer work weeks have become even more embedded in business culture, and the boundary between work and personal life has shrunk. More than 40% of workers at large U.S. companies said they had difficulty setting work and personal life boundaries, and almost 45% said they felt pressure to be reachable at all times. Businesses across the U.S. are struggling to find workers. To entice workers back, employers have come up with incentives ranging from college tuition to signing bonuses. In August 2021, Target announced a program to pay 100% of its workers' college tuition. The big box retailer said, in addition to tuition, it would cover textbooks and fees for employees pursuing 250 college programs at more than 40 institutions. Chipotle, Starbucks, and Walmart offer similar debt-free education programs. Other companies have boosted pay. McDonald's announced in May it was raising hourly wages at company-owned restaurants. Walmart, Under Armour, and Walgreens have announced similar pay hikes.
I think the one silver lining out of this is that the pandemic has gotten people to review or question things that they've done in the past. And maybe if you have been on autopilot, it's given you that kick to say, you know, this job, I've been on autopilot. This doesn't really align with my interests or my long-term goals, and I'm going to make a change.